We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO, and joining us at our training camp studio is Bills wide receiver Robert Woods. Thank you for coming over here. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So you've got the first four practices of training camp in the books. What do you think so far?
I think right now we're at a good pace. A lot of intensity at practice. Guys flying around, making plays. A lot of rookies making plays, which is a big impact for this team. And just a good start to the training camp.
There's such a small sample of plays, you know, through only four practices, and there's a lot of media here. There was a lot of media here the first couple of days. People kind of overreact, I think, sometimes to stuff that goes on in 7-on-7. You know, I mean, it's July. It's 7-on-7. Am I wrong about that? You want to be good, but
yeah, I mean, we want to be good, and just every time we come out in front of the fans and the media, we want to put on a good show and make plays all around. But like you said, it is early. It's 7-on-7. But we just got to make plays whenever we can, whether it's 7-on-7, 1-on-1s, or his team.
Robert, have you ever spent much time in your first few days here at St. John Fisher thinking about where you were mentally a year ago and compare it to where you are now?
Yeah, actually I have, just working with the rookies, just giving them an insight on my rookie year, my rookie experience coming in. Had Kevin Cobb, and he was firing the ball in. Ball was flying past my head before I came out, and just coming in. This week as my second year, I could definitely tell the difference between year one and year two.
How much more comfortable are you, and in what areas are you more comfortable?
I'm not thinking as much. I'm out there knowing and understanding the playbook, and just being able to play fast and make plays, and just get to react to the defense now instead of thinking so much.
Has the playbook changed much at all from a year ago, or the plays changed much?
Not so much. I mean, we added a lot more plays, but it's still the same concept, same philosophy. And, I mean, it's just a little bit of more details coming into year two, which can help us succeed.
The Bills had a Hall of Fame coach, Marv Levy, who used to say, and I remember him saying it all the time, that for receivers, they would always take a big jump second year compared to their first year. Do you think that's true? Do you feel that at all?
I believe so. Just understanding the game, how to find holes in the defense, the speed of the linebackers coming out, safeties coming across the hash, coming off the hash. But really, it's just getting comfortable and understand what the coaches want from you.
And it's your second year, second go around with EJ Manuel. How is your chemistry with him? How do you find yourself working better with him now than maybe you did last year?
Chemistry's there. Last year we're both just trying to understand this offense for ourselves, and just get situated in the offense. And now in year two, we're just trying to work together and just understand what each other wants, where the ball should be placed, how he wants to throw it, and just understand the holes in the defense.
Is EJ better than he was a year ago at this time?
I would think so. He's definitely understanding the offense a lot more. He's more settled in the pocket, and his throws are pretty more accurate with TD, Coach Downey, helping him back there in the quarterback position.
And just through four practices, when I watch, I see EJ kind of getting through his decision-making and getting through his reads maybe a little bit quicker than he did at times last year.
Definitely. Last year it was I wouldn't say we didn't really coach the reads, but it was kind of, two guys, and get going. And now in this system now, you could see EJ's head going through each progression and taking his time in the pocket and not just, speedy and rushing things. Now he's actually taking his time, going through his reads and making plays.
EJ has doubters out there, as I'm sure you know, Robert. How confident are you in EJ making it as a quarterback in this league?
Confident. He's been playing well so far. He played well last year. He was dinged up with some injuries. But, other than that, he's been a good quarterback for us, has some big wins for us, and I think he'll do well in this league.
One of the big passes he threw was in the opener against New England, a touchdown pass to you. Your first catch in the league goes for a touchdown. What about that? How did that feel?
It felt pretty good. It was just a connection, the start of the great things, and it was just the start of it all.
I talked to Brandon Spikes, who was on the Patriots, about that game. He said he felt on the Patriots sideline that you guys had him on the ropes, that the Bills had him on the ropes that day.
Yeah, and that's the thing, with this team and with EJ in his first game, we put up a fight, with a Super Bowl team, pretty much. They're always competing for a Super Bowl, and we were right there with them in EJ's first year, my first year, Coach Marone and Hackett's first year, and I would say, you know, that's pretty good. We put up a fight, didn't finish at the end, but like I said, it was all our first year.
Were you? I don't want to say happy, but were you satisfied with your production? You had about 40 catches, I think, 3 touchdowns last year. Is that kind of where you thought you might be after your first year?
I mean, I had high expectations, you know, for my year, but it was, and even for this team, you know, we were all expecting playoffs. We all fell a little bit short of our goals, but it was a good year. But I always feel like I could progress and get better.
Robert Woods, our guest, Bills wide receiver, going into his second year with the Bills and with a different core of wide receivers. A couple of guys back, but some pretty significant additions. Let's talk about, first of all, Sammy Watkins, what you've seen from him through camp.
Definitely a playmaker. He makes pretty much every catch. You know, if it's a tip ball in the air, got guys around him, he's definitely going to go up and get it, which we've all seen. And he's just aggressive when the ball is in the air.
I'm thinking about the play a couple of days ago. The tip ball was probably – people who haven't seen it have to look at it. It's probably 20 feet in the air, and I'm thinking he might have had like a 32, 34-inch vertical leap to go get that.
Right, he had to. You know, he was surrounded by linebackers, D linemen, safeties coming down the corner on the outside, and everyone was looking at the ball. The ball was floating in the air, and then Sammy popped up, springed up over everybody and made the catch.
I'm finding it hard. I admire what he's doing, and I'm finding it hard to sort of pigeonhole what type of receiver he is. How would you characterize Sammy? What kind of receiver is he?
Explosive, I would say. He's every bit of what he's done at Clemson, and you see that here, catching the ball, explosion up the field, making guys miss, and just a playmaker, true playmaker.
He's not exceptionally big. I don't think he has great stopwatch speed. He probably has great hands, but he's kind of a whole package of receiving skills, it seems to me, from the outside.
I would think so, and I would question you about the speed part. Yeah. Right there. He's pretty fast, and I would say quick. You know, when he catches the ball, he's pretty decisive and quick to accelerate, to get upfield. And, you just got to watch him, you know, just the quick burst after 5 yards. Then he tones it down, but just watch his initial.
Quick's not measured in the 40-yard dash. You're telling me the quickness is there, that's not a measurable that we can't look at on paper?
Yeah, I would definitely say that. Just how quick, once he catches the ball, the transition between, you know, catching the ball and turning upfield, I would say that it's pretty quick, and I'm definitely going to make them guys miss.
You've been in the league for a year, but do you find yourself picking up anything from Sammy that you could apply to your game at all?
Turn up the field, just yeah, like that. Just trying to make plays. You know, it helps with the yak yards and it creates big plays for his offense.
Another addition to the receiving corps, Mike Williams. He is exceptionally big. Talk about him and what he brings to that group.
Playmaker as well, you know, in a different style. You know, he's not the biggest guy or the fastest guy, but, you know, he gets open. And even he makes the tough catches when it's contested, a defender on his back, strong hands, and he goes up for the jump ball as well.
When you look at your room, and, you know, there's probably, 12 or 13 receivers in this training camp right now, 13, that's a lot. And there's probably 5 or 6 different types of receivers in that group. When they finally make the final cut down here, they could have a wide variety of different style of receivers on the roster.
Exactly. I mean, it's nice right now, but, you know, unfortunately, we won't be able to keep all 13. Right. But with the 13 that we have right now, it's we have many packages. We have, you know, the speed package with TJ and Marquise, or we have a route runner with Sammy and myself and Chris Hogan and K.E., Chris Summers, which are our bigger receivers that definitely go up and get the ball. And it's just a variety of different talents, different packages we have right now.
Bills wide receiver Robert Woods is our guest. You have a new receiving coach this year in Rob Moore. What has he meant to you, and what kind of what's the difference been there for you?
He's a great coach. You know, he's more strict on the routes, you know, with the fundamentals. He makes sure we get our steps because we're trying to time up with the quarterbacks just to be on the same page. And, you know, make it a lot easier for the quarterback and his reads and know when we're going to come out our breaks. So he's pretty big on that. And just keep working hard. That's his philosophy.
Rob had some success in the league as a receiver. Does that mean a lot to you guys in the league, knowing that your position coach did what he's asking you to do?
Yeah, we all, as a player and as a receiver, we always like when someone has been through it as well versus, you know, someone who has it and they're trying to tell you, like, it's a little bit different when you're playing on the field, because sometimes you just got to react and make plays. And having a coach Rob and a coach who understands that allows you to give you a little bit of freedom to make plays.
There was a lot of media attention on this team, national media attention, earlier this week when we were the first camp open. That's kind of gone away, but there's skepticism about this team and what you guys might be able to do this season. Does that motivate you? Does it drive you to kind of prove people wrong?
I mean, it doesn't really have anything to do with our mindset, because we personally know we have to do better. Going 6-10 last year was definitely not good enough. So, I mean, we motivate ourselves just to be better and make the playoffs.
Do you talk about playoffs a lot in the meeting rooms here and the dorm rooms here at Fisher?
Pretty much every meeting we go into, the word playoffs is brought up, and percentages, what does it take. And we all have that in our heads, know what we need to accomplish at practice that day, and that's what we strive for.
Robert, it is a long training camp, and we're just about 1 week through it with about another month to go. And the practices have been long, 2.5 hours on the average. Do you find yourself kind of slogging through this a little bit, like wondering how much, you know, can you take all this work? It's a pretty heavy workload so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty heavy workload, but, you know, going through it last year, just got to know how to take care of your body and maintain just to be able to go the next day. You know, it is what it is. You got to get through it. If not, someone else will.
Thanks very much, Robert.
Thank you.
Wide receiver Robert Woods, our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.